It is going to be a little tricky getting done what I want to get done, but I'm going to try anyways. So here we go.
Sid, I told you not to eat Mr. Peart's sandwich.
It's just Peart.
You sure that it's not Peart?
I think he would know.
Are you sure? Because we're pretty big fans.
Chill, man. Chill, man. Look, guys, it's been a long night.
Oh, tote.
Thank you.
the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go. But wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up. Never fall in love. So how am I to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart.
I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. They were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.
Well, there you have it. That was the initial radio obituary, Neil Peart of Rush. As I said, my first live concert, and being half Canadian, I felt that I needed to put that in there. And then I realized partway through that I kind of forget where I'm supposed to put the name of the obituary for each of the songs being played. So if anybody wants to remind me of that, I put down... with the song title, oh no, with the artist, but I can change that if anybody wants to correct me. Anyway, let's continue to the post-initial radio obituary. Pat Collins, a fiddle player who worked chiefly in the rock and jazz fields through a distinguished five-decade music career. Musicians and groups that he was involved with included the rock band Mushroom, as well as Phantom Orchestra and Hotfoot. He encouraged younger fiddle players and was a great mentor to beginners. Pat was a real inspiration, tweeted Steve Wickham, fiddle player with the Waterboys. I saw him play with Mushroom in 74. Pat was electric, and a real trailblazer. And here we have Pat Collins.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me that you love me too. I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. In your eyes I see such strange things, but your lips deny the truth. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me, cause my life on you depends.
Winds blow. Our minds are at their best this night, and I seem to know that everything outside us is mad as the mist and snow. That everything outside us is mad as the mist and snow. Horace by Homer stands, Plato stands below. And here is Tully's opened page, how many years ago, were you and I, lads, mad as the mist and snow? Were you and I, lads, mad as the mist and snow?
Okay, well, we are on the next radio obituary, John Baldessari, an American conceptual artist known for his work featuring found photography and appropriated images. He lived and worked in Santa Monica and Venice, California. Circular adhesive dots covering up the faces of photographed and painted portraits are a prevailing motif in Baldessari's work from the mid-1980s onward. Describing his initial intuitive leap in this direction, Baldessari said, "I just had these price stickers. I was using them for something else in some graphic way, and I put them on the faces, and I just felt like it leveled the playing field." The dot-faced works may sometimes be described as paintings, collages, or may be released as print editions. John Baldessari.
This is John Baldessari's pencil. This is John Baldessari's chair. This is what John Baldessari sees when he sits at his desk. This is a film about John Baldessari, the artist. John Baldessari decided that this film should be narrated by me, Tom Waits.
He's got a great voice.
Thanks, John. John Baldessari has been called the godfather of conceptual art, a master of appropriation, a surrealist for the digital age. He's made paintings, photographs, billboards, videos, films, sculptures, digital art, credit cards, and an iPhone app. In 1970, John Baldessari burned everything he ever made.
It was in a crematorium, so the proper term would be cremated, I suppose.
We'll get back to that. John Baldessari is a towering figure. He's 6'7" tall.
Cool, yeah, you get a lot of, you know, how's the weather up there, blah, blah, blah.
John Baldessari's studio door has two peepholes, regular height and Baldessari height. John Baldessari wonders about Clint Eastwood's height.
How tall is he?
John can be instantly recognized by his big, beautiful beard.
It's pretty much the same color as my hair.
John Baldessari has had over 200 solo shows and over 1,000 group shows. John's awards and honors include membership in the American Academy of Arts and Letters, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement Award at the Venice Biennale in 2009. For the Art Lifetime Achievement, Jesus Christ. This is John Baldessari's coffee machine. That's John Baldessari's Wi-Fi password. In 100 years, John Baldessari suspects he will be best remembered as...
Oh, the guy that put dots over people's faces.
John Baldessari is so successful that he carries absolutely nothing in his pockets.
Not a thing.
John Baldessari was born and raised in National City, California, 15 minutes from the Mexican border. Another former resident is me, Tom Waits. The art scene in National City in the 1960s was...
It was probably me.
John printed text on canvas and he called it art. He also took photographs with intentionally bad compositions and he called it wrong.
The artist calls it art is art.
In 1970, John Baldessari decided to cremate all the paintings he made between 1953 and 1966.
I still have the ashes in a bronze urn in the shape of a book, suitable for your library shelf.
This is John Baldessari's library. These are John Baldessari's push pins. Baldessari once said that the most important artist of the 1960s was not Andy Warhol or Jasper Johns, but the director, Jean-Luc Godard.
I probably did say it.
John Baldessari has a huge collection of film stills organized by subject.
Guy riding a horse, Indian riding a horse, guy being shot with an arrow, Indian falling off a horse, and a lot of shots with kissing.
This is John Baldessari's dog, Giotto. In 1971, John Baldessari made a famous announcement.
I will not make any boring art.
Baldessari made a video in which he wrote the phrase until the tape ran out. I will not make any more boring art. Baldessari had many photographs taken of himself, covering his face with different hats, waving at sailboats, hitting objects with a golf club. He was making art.
I am making art. I am making art. I am making art.
One day, John Baldessari made a simple discovery. Dots.
I just had these price stickers I was using for something else in some graphic way, and I put them on all the faces, and I just felt like it leveled the playing field.
Baldessari's work was hailed as cool, funny, cerebral, sardonic, provocative.
I think it's just my take on the world.
John Baldessari's name is internationally recognized.
Cool.
Ladies think his name sounds sexy.
I can live with that.
John Baldessari's recent blockbuster exhibition, Pure Beauty, started at the Tate Modern in London, traveled to Barcelona, then to LACMA, then finally touched down at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. John Baldessari has influenced an entire generation of the world's leading artists. His studio is filled with thank you notes and inscribed books. Some of the inscriptions say, gratitude, friendship, thank you, and mentor. John Baldessari believes that every young artist should know three things. One.
Talent is cheap.
Two.
You have to be possessed, which you can't will.
And three.
Being at the right place at the right time.
I will not make any more boring art. I will not make any more boring art. I will not make any more boring art.
Right up. And an hour and a half into the show, it's about time that maybe I mention Thank you to all those folks out in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page. I was kind of stumbled over that because there's a lot of words involved. But it's so fun to have all of you out there and posting and commenting. That's what I think definitely keeps Belinda going when she's spinning tunes at this hour. And it is so fun to have you out there. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I will continue on with the radio obituaries. We are on the penultimate for Veronica Fitz, a German actress known for Im Tal des Schweigens, which is a movie. What is this movie about, you might ask? Well, I'm not sure if it sounds more like a telenovela or a German film, but I think it sounds more like a telenovela. Engineer Johannes Wallner returns to his native Alpine village to build a ski resort planned by a municipality and a major company. Rather than join his brother Marcus, who feels deserted and stuck with their croon mother, Lenny, Johannes takes the side of tourists who are chased by Anna Christner's local B&B. Not sure if that was translated well. Whatever. The village boycotts her for opposing this lucrative project. The two fall in love. But then she discovers his job. And then he suspects the mayor and contractor of speculation to profit from an environmentally disastrous second phase. Johannes must choose a side.
Und schau in die Nacht hinaus. Siehst du, der Mond hat sich ein Fernglas gebaut, mit dem er nachts in unser Schlafzimmer schaut. Wer hätte das gedacht, dass der Mond so etwas macht?
Dreht sich um dich, die Nacht dreht sich um dich, allein, sie will am Tag. tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Ich tanz mit dir, du tanzt mit mir. Ich tanz mit dir, du tanzt mit mir. Ich, du, wir tanzen konzentriert. Ich, du, du, ich, du, du, wir tanzen konzentriert.
Das ist meine Liebe zu dir. Ich will dich abhängig machen von mir. Du sollst genauso sein wie ich. Du sollst mein Zwilling sein. Das ist meine Liebe zu dir.
Wir tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen im Viereck, wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen. Wir tanzen im Viereck. Wir tanzen konzentriert. Wir tanzen im Viereck. Wir tanzen konzentriert.
Okay, well, there you have it. And we are now on the ultimate radio obituary. Jacques Desange was a hairdresser born in France. In 1954, he opened his first hairdressing salon in Paris, and Brigitte Bardot became his client. He worked with many French stars and became the official hairdresser of the Cannes Film Festival. He created some of the most celebrated coiffures, if I'm saying that correctly, of Brigitte Bardot, including the so-called choucroute, that would be French for cabbage, synagogue. Oh, Chinon. French. I am actually taking French right now, but I cannot pronounce half of this. Anyway, he turned her into a blonde for the movie And God Created Women. Desange also opened institutes to train new hairdressers. By 2003, 103 of these existed. What was created was a Paris salon elsewhere.
She asks me why I'm just a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night, hair that's a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why, don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead. Darling, gimme head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down the fair hair, shoulder length or longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy. Fleas in my hair, a home for fleas, a hive for bees, a nest for birds. Ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Blow it, show it, long it's got to grow in my hair. I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen, knotted. Twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, bangled, tangled, spangled, and spaghetti.
toga. My toga made of blonde, brilliantine, biblical hair. My hair like Jesus wore it. Hallelujah, I adore it. Hallelujah, Mary loves her son. Why don't my mother love me?
England, England, across the Atlantic Sea. And I'm a genius, genius. I believe in God. And I believe that God believes in Claude. That's me, that's me. Claude Hooper Bukowski finds that it's groovy to hide in a movie. Pretends it's Fellini and Antonioni, and also his countryman Roman Polanski, all rolled into one. One Claude Hooper Bukowski. Now that I've dropped out, why is life dreary, dreary? Answer my weary query.
Promis de m'emmener promener au bord de l'eau, mon pied fit taner car je suis tombée. Croyez-vous qu'il me sauva? Il ne m'aimait pas assez. Et le courant m'emporta depuis le temps à passer. Moi je suis faite pour dormir au fil de l'eau qui se défile. Rien ne peut me retenir, à part mon sommeil tranquille, aux herbes rouges de l'été. J'ai mêlé ma chevelure blonde, elles ne m'ont jamais réveillée de cette course en eau profonde. Je vais me marier à un poisson chadodi qui a tant de qualité. Il vaut mes amants pêcheurs, mes amoureux mariniers. Et il a plus de pudeur que tous les scaphandriers. Moi je suis faite pour dormir au fil de l'eau qui se défile. Et rien ne peut me retenir, à part mon sommeil tranquille, aux herbes rouges de l'été. J'ai mêlé ma chevelure blonde, elles ne m'ont jamais réveillée de cette course en eau profonde. Voici 100 ans que je dors au fond de l'eau, comme la belle au bois dormant de la légende. Et il faut qu'on me chante à haute voix afin qu'un prince nouveau de mon mari poisson-chat prenne la place aussitôt. Arriverai-je un jour enfin à l'autre bout du paysage? Faudra-t-il un matin à nouveau changer de visage? J'ai vu ce que
soir que j'allais renaître au soleil.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or perhaps a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So, Chuck, you, congratulations on your new adoption. Yes, I have a number of dogs that come in and out of my house because I do fostering with dogs and I get dogs of all ages. And at the moment, my friend and I have a mother dog from the South and she has 12 puppies and it's really kind of nuts, but it's also just a lot of fun. And I think they pretty much doubled in size in the few weeks that we've had them. They are just adorable. Okay, well, we are coming to the end of my version of Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that was my ultimate obituary. As those of you who have heard me on air before, I'm also a big fan of sleep, sleep, sleep. So the last couple songs I am going to play are a bit mellow, and maybe we'll get you tucked into bed and get you starting to wind down and get a good night's sleep. Thank you for all of your posts on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page. And it has been a really fun evening. And I will send you off with a couple of songs that may send you off to slumberland. Good night, everybody. This is once again Kirsten sitting in for Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.